Hello, and thank you for joining us for another episode of our Career Corner podcast. My name is Barb Gehring. I'm a career coach with University Advising and Career Development Center. I would like to welcome John Carlson, who is one of our job and internship specialists with the UACDC. John's joining me today to continue our conversation around engaging in your junior year, part two. John, thanks for taking the time to share your expertise. Today, we're going to be covering LinkedIn and informational interviews. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Barb. Great to be with you.
Wonderful. So we'll jump right in. So first question, can you share some tips on ways to use LinkedIn to build a professional network?
That's a great question. So one, I just want to acknowledge we're not going to solve all the world's problems here. And I want to invite all of you to come and make an appointment with us as job and internship specialists to help you with this. So three key tips that I have, Barb, is one, build out a beautiful LinkedIn profile. This isn't a time to play small. Connect with your faculty. Invite staff, your cohorts, those that you're working with and that you know. Invite them to join you. Secondly, research on LinkedIn. This is one of the most powerful resources for LinkedIn is it allows you to find people. Research on LinkedIn, recruiters, and the new fancy term is talent acquisition. Talent acquisition sometimes is used as the umbrella for recruitment within organizations. And remember, there are people who are paid to fill jobs. So research on LinkedIn, the recruiters and talent acquisition professionals who work in your industry, your profession, and invite them to join you. And the third tip is, Barb, find alumni. Everyone cares and wants to help, and they want to give back. We just have to make it easy and safe for them. So go on to LinkedIn, use a key term, a role, a profession, your industry, and you want to search people and go to all filters and go down to school and type in Eastern Michigan University, add it in and apply that. And this is where you can find alumni who are working in the organizations in those roles that you're interested in being a part of, and invite them to join you on LinkedIn to help build your professional network. Great question.
That is really, really good advice. I think that there are so many tools in LinkedIn people don't even know are there. So again, your recommendation for making an appointment, if anyone needs help with that, there's absolutely tools in our office being our staff that will assist you with that. Thank you, John. So next question. Since this episode is focusing on engaging in a student's junior year, how should students go about looking for internships on LinkedIn?
Great question. Start now. Start right away. Talking is free. So I'm going to talk a little bit in a minute about informational interviews. So I think you need to think about, or what I invite you is to think about, what are the industries? What makes sense for an entry-level internship that you want to be a part of? And I invite you to think about what isn't just the industry, but maybe the organization, kind of the eye on the prize, where you hope and aspire to be when all said and done. Because remember, internships are extensive interviews. So go to the organizations, find them on LinkedIn, find out who those recruiters and talent acquisition people are. And I'm going to talk about in a minute informational interviews, but this is the time in your junior year to start looking for who those people are, researching those organizations, inviting them to join you on LinkedIn. And of course, you can always come back to us here in UACDC to support you.
That I love that point you made that internships are extensive interviews. That is really, really kind of surprisingly true and wonderful information for them to think about. So I have one final question for you today, John. What are some key points you would impart on our juniors about conducting informational interviews? When's the right time to do these?
It's right now. And there's no better time than now. And I know they can be scary, but I can't express enough the gift you're giving anyone out there the chance to be able to support you and to help you. So we know our mission here in UACDC is we support your goals. But remember, your alumni and those that are working in your profession, they want to help too. Simply, but the ball's in your court, you have to ask. So informational interviews is that opportunity to have a career conversation. And I think a great way to make that ask, whether it's through email or a phone call, is there's three things they want to know. They want to know, who are you? What your connection is with them? Basically, how'd you get their information? And what's your ask that's easy and safe? So simply, I might find some of that alumni, some of those talent acquisition professionals, and reach out to them to simply say, hi, my name is John. You don't know me, but maybe I'm reaching out from your alma mater here at Eastern Michigan. And I see you're working at such and such organization doing such and such work. It looks like a great place I think I'd like to be too. And I'm reaching out. My ask is, I was wondering if you'd be willing to take 5 to 10 minutes where I'd love to hear about the work that you do there, maybe what recruitment there looks like, and lastly, what suggestions you might have for me. Would you be willing to do that for me, please? So make that sincere ask. It only gets easier through practice, but I promise you, people want to help, and I invite you to take that risk because the courage and the reward is outstanding. So great question, Barb. Thanks for asking that.
Such good advice, John. This is invaluable to our juniors. I think that they are going to take the time to think about that and consider who they might reach out to. So thanks for your time and your expertise around these topics.
You're welcome, Barb. And remember, all of you, we're here to help. This is what we do to show that we care. So call our front desk, 734-487-0400. Or go on to Handshake and go ahead and set up an appointment with us today because we support your goals. Thanks, Barb.
Wonderful. Thank you, John. So be sure to tune in to our next episode. We'll be discussing networking at job fairs, applying to internships in more detail, and how to apply to grad school if that's your aspiration. As always, Eagles, stay safe, stay healthy, and remember, we support your goals.